If you have your Bible with you this evening, turn with me to the Psalms, the book of the Psalms, 51st Psalm. While you're turning there, you're going to have to help me out. I don't have a voice to do much singing, but I'd like for you to sing this chorus with me. All day long I've been with Jesus. It has been a wonder. I have climbed up one step higher in the good old-fashioned way. I have spoken words of kindness. Oh, Lord, you know if I have done wrong. I will go and make it right so I can testify tonight. Been with Jesus all day long. All day long I've been with Jesus. It has been a wonderful day. I have climbed up one step higher in the good old-fashioned way. I have spoken words of kindness. Oh, Lord, you know if I have done wrong. I'm not sure of the meaning there, but it sounds like the songwriter was saying that if you're with Jesus all day long, it stirs something up that wants to testify, wants to give praise. Something inside that says there's something happy or joyful going on. How about this chorus? I get so thrilled with Jesus every moment of the day. I get so thrilled with Jesus. He's the truth, the life, the way. I get so thrilled with Jesus. He satisfies my longing soul. I get so thrilled with Jesus. He's the one who makes me whole. I get so thrilled with Jesus every moment of the day. I get so thrilled with Jesus. He's the truth, the life, the way. I get so thrilled with Jesus. He satisfies my longing soul. I get so thrilled with Jesus. He's the one who makes me whole. I don't know about you. I can't really speak for you, but when I'm thrilled about something, it's easy to talk about. When I'm thrilled about something, it's probably has something to do with being happy about it. Maybe we could even put that other word in there. There's joy somewhere down inside when I think about something that thrills me. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful? wonderful, isn't Jesus my Lord? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Wonderful it is to me. How about one more? Joy, joy, my heart is full of joy. Joy, joy, my heart is full of joy. The Savior dear is ever near. That's the reason why my heart is full of joy. How many of you have never heard that? I just sang it. I get you every time on that, don't I? You've never heard that before tonight. Joy, joy. My heart is full of joy. Joy, joy, my heart is full of joy. The Savior dear is ever near. That's the reason why my heart is full of joy. Try it again with me. Joy, joy, my heart is full of joy. Joy, joy, my heart is full of joy. The Savior dear is ever near. That's the reason why my heart is full of joy. Joy. Thrilled. Wonderful. The psalmist here in this particular psalm is remembering dark days. Or maybe experiencing dark days. He realizes that something has separated him from the joy of the Lord. You'll see his confession. You'll see his cry. You'll see him here, read from him here, asking God, begging for his mercy, asking him for grace, asking him to wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I have acknowledged my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. He goes on up here in verse 7. He said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me, but restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. How's your joy tonight? How's your joy? What is joy? What is joy? Joy could simply be defined by saying it's great pleasure or happiness or delight. Joyfulness is an expression or a display of joy. It's a feeling of joy. What does it take to make us joyful? What does it take for us to have joy? David recognized that the sin that's recorded in 2 Samuel 11 robbed him of his joy. What does it take for us to experience joy? Let's take a look real quickly here at a few examples of people. There's a blind man that's recorded in John's Gospel chapter 9. The Lord Jesus healed him and restored his eyesight. Again, I can't speak for you, but it seems to me that if I were to have my eyesight gone, maybe born without it or lose it at some time after birth, that if somebody were to heal me, somebody were to restore my eyesight, I could probably find joy any time I would think about that incident. Any time I would see the greenness of the trees, the brightness of the sun, the beauty of a summer rain shower. So many things that would remind me of that particular point. And I believe that at that point I could have joy. I think that every time I would think about it, I would have joy. Now, I may not have anything else going for me. I may experience spiritual clouds, or I may experience emotional clouds. It may be darkness in many different areas, in many different ways or facets of my life. But when I thought about the physical blindness and the restoration of eyesight, I think that in the midst of that, all the other darkness, that I would have at least that window of joy. There's the leprous man that's recorded in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. I don't know anything about leprosy except for what's recorded in Scripture and a little bit that's in some history. I don't have any experience with it. But what we know about it, it sounds like it's a devastating disease. It's a horrible disease. Separates you from your family and friends. It puts you in a camp all by yourself or with others along that same disease. And it's just a complete different world than what you and I would know. I wonder how the leprous man felt or thought, what was going through his mind every time he would look down and see where the leprosy once was, and now it's gone. His hand is whole, or maybe his ear is whole, or whatever it was that once showed leprosy. I think that some way, in the midst of all of that, that once he thought about it, it would bring about at least a measure of joy. Mary Magdalene. It's given us here in John's Gospel, chapter 20, the picture of the tomb and how she was weeping at the tomb and really was wondering where her Savior went, where he was taken, what has happened here. She was at a loss. She was really heartbroken. We may not really understand all of that heartbrokenness or exactly what she was going through unless we go back to the passage of Scripture that tells us about her conversion, the point in time where salvation came to her. It's found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. We are told there that Mary Magdalene was cleansed of devils. Seven of them, according to Scripture. Again, you and I may not be able to really be able to sympathize with her or feel with her what she would feel. Having never experienced that ourselves, it would be difficult for us to grasp. But if we have known anybody who had a devil, a possession of the devil himself or his demons within, then we might be able to have a better glimpse of what she was facing, what she was realizing here. I think I've used Bill Haas as an example before here in different messages, or at least one other message. He was a student at Penview back in the 70s, I believe it was, and he came to school possessed of the devil. He was a possessed boy. It was obvious to many of them that he had something wrong. There was something going on in his mind. There was something going on in his life. He was different. He was a nice guy. He was friendly fellows. Loved to have fun and all of that. You'd think he was normal. But when it came time for spiritual things, Something changed in his countenance. Something changed in his demeanor. He didn't want to be around where the Bible was being read. He couldn't bear the thought or bear being in a prayer meeting. Whenever it came time to get down to pray in services, he would get up and walk out. Couldn't handle it. So it became obvious pretty quick that there was something wrong. But I remember the day when that devil was cast from him and the countenance of Bill was changed and his testimony was changed. And his testimony consisted many times of one word, peace. Where once it was turmoil, where once it was strife and struggle deep down inside, but now his testimony was peace. If we can get a glimpse, just a measure from the testimony of Bill Haas and compare it to Mary Magdalene, then we might have an understanding of the heart cry that she was expressing there at the tomb, because she had been changed dramatically. And whenever she would think of it, don't you think that she would have a feeling of joy? There would be something that would come over her about this thing of being redeemed, about this thing of being set free. I can't help but think that she would experience a feeling of joy. Sometimes we're stuck on feelings. And I think that she had a feeling of joy. Because she remembered how hard it was before and realized how peaceful it was now. Joy. The leprous man experiencing joy. The blind man experiencing joy. On and on we can go with examples. What about our joy? Let's take a look at our joy for a moment here and look at it from the aspect or from the viewpoint, the vantage point of what David is expressing here in the 51st Psalm. Adam and Eve sinned. They lost their joy. Romans tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. And so death passed upon all men for all have sinned. It was you and I that stood before Pilate, condemned to die. It was you and I that should have been nailed to the cross. Punishment was ours. Someone had to die, but Jesus stepped in. Jesus took our place. He bore our punishment. He carried our sin. Christ once offered to bear the sins of many, as we were told in Hebrews. How about our joy? Even in the darkest of times, even in the darkest of nights, even when it seems like nothing else is going good, going my way, going the way that we think that it ought to go, I can't help but think that when we pause and thank God for grace, salvation, the redemptive plan that He paid the debt that I owed, that it would cause us to have joy. David said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." He knew that once his sins were forgiven, once his sin was cleansed, that joy would return. How do we know that our sins are forgiven, that our heart has been cleansed? Because God said it would be if we would confess our sins, then He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Did you ever feel like you weren't a Christian? Brother Stetler talked about it for a little while there at youth camp. Wake up in the morning and just don't feel like a Christian today. Doesn't mean that you're not. You just go on living like a Christian anyway, whether you feel like it or not. But David was saying something more than just a feeling here. He was looking at something that was deeper, a no-so, that once he realized, once he was assured that his sin was forgiven, that joy would return. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. How's your joy? How's your joy? Does it bubble up? Thought about singing that chorus. It's bubbling, it's bubbling. Is there any joy bubbling? Somewhere along the line, if it's bubbling, it's going to come out. Joy. My heart is full of joy because the Savior is ever near. What would give us joy? Because He paid the debt that I owed. He paid the debt that I couldn't pay. And it gives us joy. Even when things look dark and dismal around us, He gives us joy. Let's stand together in closing, sing that chorus. He paid the debt. He did not. You know that one here, don't you? He paid the debt He did not owe. I owed a debt
I could not pay. I needed someone
to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid the debt He did not owe. Brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Praise God. And because He paid the debt, we can have joy. Real, true joy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Wagner, Sister Alma Wagner, would you dismiss us in prayer tonight?